Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The ANC disciplinary body has called for Jacob Zuma to be expelled. Former ANC and state president turned MK party leader Jacob Zuma faces expulsion. The ANC's National Disciplinary Committee has recommended that Zuma's membership be terminated. This week's events of Zuma disciplinary hearing are detailed apparently in a leaked document. I never buy this whole leaked business. I think that we see every document that we are meant to see, and it's just a way of getting it to us without doing it officially. Either way, that aside, Donovan Williams is SANCO, South Africa National Civic Organization's national spokesperson. Donovan, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to all your listeners.
So this is obviously, you know, Jacob Zuma probably is one of the most litigious or litigated people in this country. There's not a court that hasn't had something to do with him, is there?
Yeah, just firstly, just one correction. It's no more a leaked document. There is official notification from the ANC.
Ah, okay.
The recommendation. So we can speak now about something that is
official.
That is official, yes. And yes, I think he litigious, or as this new term that has come around over the last few years, he's the epitome of using lawfare, of
exactly.
Making certain that a matter doesn't get resolved. It remains in some type of arbitration as such. In some sort of way, and it just continues and never ends. So yeah, I think your observation is quite correct.
Why does he do that? What does he achieve by doing that?
Look, you know, that's difficult for me to explain, other than saying that he doesn't take responsibility.
Uh-huh.
Or refuses to take responsibility.
Yes, that would make sense.
For his actions or inactions, in many cases, benefits. So that would be about it. I mean, I think part of the reason why, I mean, look, even as you introduced him, you know, a former state president, etc., but you also said leader of the MK party. So how could you be a leader of one political party and be a member for other? You would resign from the other party. But he did not. So it was only logical, you know, just to all of us.
Absolutely.
For the ANC to cut ties with Jacob Zuma. And he should have actually resigned. But he did not, because in our estimation, it was like he was trying to say that you are scared of me, you know, that you would be fearful of dealing with me. And I think the ANC, given what you have, you know, you've observed, and all of us do, on the litigious nature of the individual, had to then make certain they did it properly in terms of their constitution, so that they try to close the episode and focus on what it is supposed to do, is to build this country into one that we are proud of. We're already proud of the country.
Absolutely.
But we should have better lives in this country, and the ANC even agrees with that.
Yeah, it's incredible, because he somehow oscillates between being the victim and being the aggressor, and he plays both roles very, very well, because here he is really turning his back on his party. He forms a new party, which must have been really a huge betrayal for the ANC, and then he almost becomes this victim of an unfair behavior and decision by the ANC. He's done this all along, this strategy as well. It's out of his playbook.
Exactly that. And he wanted to use a soapbox. I mean, even to the point of, if we recall, when he was supposed to, when he resigned as president of the republic, he didn't initially just resign. Mm-hmm. He had a press conference where, in that press conference, he lamented on a whole lot of matters, and then in the evening had another press conference where he resigned. Your observation is spot on. He continues to operate in that way, looking to not necessarily plead his case, but to show how he is and a victim, whereas the actions he has taken, he takes no responsibility for it at all. And it's not just fundamentally flawed, because he's been in positions of power that has impact on our country. He takes no responsibility for hurting our country. And so there's many people within the African National Congress, I'm quite sure, that is quite hurt. And for Sanko, who represents communities, you know, for us, we really want this matter to come to an end, because we need good governance at local level so that we can deal, that as a country we can deal with poverty, unemployment, underemployment, that people, young people in particular, do not have confidence in the future. All those matters need to be dealt with. But now we must be dealing with an individual who refuses to exit the stage, in a manner of speaking, for reasons that throughout his career has shown that he's quite self-centered, pretty selfish, and cares just for himself and his own for himself. And for Sanko, this is, you know, that we support the ANC's decision. It's right. A correct decision. We also understand why they did it in the way they did it. We would have liked to have been done, like, you know, very quickly. Mm. But given the nature of the person, we understand why they chose this path.
And of course, not forgetting he's out on medical parole. But that's an aside. How dangerous is he? How worried are the ANC? You know, the allegations around the 2021 riots when he was arrested. How much of a concern is this?
Look, I think that would always be a concern. What happened in those riots, and we need to understand as well that the riots, on one hand, came out through that environment created by him when he was sentenced by the Constitutional Court to serve, to being in contempt of court, that individuals who took advantage of that. But also, if we can recall, in that time, the country had just come out a little bit of COVID. Economically, the country was in a really bad way. So there was a lot of people, you know, frustrated and angry, and that was taken and exploited off. So, but I think the authorities are much more aware. This is why, even after the elections and during the elections, after the elections, there were threats of such, but none of it occurred. We would hope the authorities continue to make certain that we do not have repeats of that. The country cannot be held to ransom by any persons who feel that they are victimized. You know, not just Jacobs or anybody. We 100%. Need to. We can't be a country like that and say we are stable and a good democracy if we have matters like that. So I think that was what that was telling. It was a moment in time to really learn, you know, in a very harsh way. So yes, there will always be that threat, but I do believe that. I do and hope, of course, Sanko, that we will not go back to something like that.
Well, it seems to have moved in the right direction in that they've withdrawn their complaints about the election. We saw that when he came late for the election announcement, he wasn't allowed to come inside. He later denied that he was actually there. But the point is that there's been a lot of messaging sent very, very directly to him in ways, certainly that I've observed, that says, know where your place is. You aren't privileged more than anybody else. And I wonder if that has had an impact. What's your thoughts on that?
I think that's quite important. Anybody, for that matter, you know, in real terms, the MK party, which he leads, are now in parliament. They initially weren't going to take up their seats. Mm-hmm. Then they took up their seats. So they are part of the responsibility for this country. He has served his time in parliament. He can't return to parliament. His own members and leaders in that party will start to raise their voices, we would imagine, you know, in one way or the other. But it's for him to get to grips with his position in life. It's not for us to dictate to him.
Yes, go and see a therapist.
Quite clearly, you know, our country is beautiful, Howard. I'm sure you would.
100%.
I'm sure you have traveled.
For sure.
We have most amazing people, amazing environment, And we can cut through a lot of the chaff. And we need to focus on our country. We don't need to nurse each other's feelings, but not be ugly with each other either.
100%.
Yeah, and I think that his issues, his problems, he needs to deal with them. If he feels betrayed by certain individuals within the ANC or whomsoever, he needs to have his conversations with them and tell them what he feels about them.
Absolutely.
But he should not be dragging the country into his problems. That's what makes him so selfish as well. And in all essence, we want to build this country. It is an amazing country. It continues to be one. Yesterday, I'm sure last night, you...
Oh, it was the best.
Cheering on...
yes, of course.
Our new golden girl, who has followed the tradition of Penny Haynes.
Absolutely.
And these are these moments in our country. When she sang the anthem, she sang that anthem.
Absolutely.
She sang the entire anthem, for that matter.
Yeah.
So these are the things that makes us South African different to anybody in the world. So people like... people would decide that their issues are so important that they've become the country. They are the country. Need to understand that's not correct. We should not tolerate that.
I love that. That is where we do need to leave it. Donovan Williams, thank you. SANCO, South Africa National Civic Organization, national spokesperson, talking to us about Jacob Zuma, but also giving us or reminding us about everything that we have. It's 8:57.